on the lower floor of the workshop was where the felling hands and the special machines were, the overlocking machines. And on the upper floor of the factory was where the tailors, pressers and machinists were, you know, the Singer machines initially. And in latter years, they actually transferred over to Brother machines. I think he'd been described as a mantle manufacturer in those days. He was making mostly jackets and coats, occasional skirts, and not much else, really. Now, the business model was interesting, as I understood it, because for 4 days of the week, they'd be working on the manufacturer's work, and on the fifth day, they'd be working on the cabbage. I'll just give a very brief explanation, and that is these subcontract manufacturers that they were working for would give them an allowance from which to make garments. And that's why my dad and his dad did the cutting, because if they could get the best cut and use less material, then the surplus material was theirs to make up into garments, and that's where they made their money. So the felling hands, as I remember it, they used to baste a lot of things as well, with basting cotton, white cotton, to get things into shape. They also used to put the buttons on the garments, but they didn't make the button holes. They were sent out to a buttonhole maker who, presumably, because my father wouldn't invest in a buttonhole making machine, presumably it cost a lot of money. But I understand that, you know, there were specialist buttonhole makers, and the guy who used to bring it and take it back to them rode one of these tricycles, like an ice cream tricycle, that the garments went into the box at the front of the tricycle, and they transport them to and from the workshop to the buttonhole maker. One of the other special machines that my father did have was a felling machine and an overlock, and in addition to the overlocking machine. Now, the overlocking machine, as my memory serves me, used to sort of put a good edge on the material, and at the same time some stitching. So the felling machine, as I remember, was where the hem was turned up on the edge of the garment. Oh, yardstick. They had yardsticks with brass at the end to keep them, you know, so that you didn't lose any of the measure. So it was always called a yardstick. I do remember them. I mean, the irons, they did modernise. Originally, the irons were heated up and, and they used wet cloths with them to press the goods. And then afterwards, we had a boiler and steam irons, which needed to be pumped every half an hour. And one day, the presser forgot to pump the boiler and it blew up. I can still remember that. I always remember them referring to something called black face cloth. Now, I don't know what black face cloth is, but I know they were always talking about black face cloth. They made a lot of reefer jackets, just in blue material and sort of duffel coaty type things. I'm not a textile expert, but they were sort of wool or wool mixture materials. I can also remember them working with something called foam backed, that was giving everybody terrible problems with their eyes. I'm sure it wouldn't be allowed to be used today, because it would be a health and safety hazard. But everybody used to complain about how this material was affecting their eyes. Only some machinists who could actually work that machine. Not everybody could work these so-called special machines, felling machine and the overlocking machine. It was a special skill set. And without being sexist, I can only remember ladies having that particular skill. I don't remember ever seeing a man working the special machines, but there was no difference on the Singer sewing machines, and later the Brother machines, men and women worked on those. I can still remember when my dad needed staff, he would go to, it was a place in Whitechapel near the gas board, and all the unemployed people in the rag trade would hang around there. They used to call it the union, so I don't know if the union offices were there. And that, I can remember going with my dad to on a recruitment drive once, just when he was looking for a couple of machinists.